Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast, episode 24. I'm here with my special guest, Delaney Wood, to share some inspiration for your December memory keeping projects. Hi, Delaney.
Hi, Melissa.
I'm so glad to have a fellow Aussie on the line this time.
I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have you. Delaney is a blogger at andsoidontforget.typepad.com, and I stumbled across her blog looking for December Daily Inspiration. I was super excited to hear that she's continuing on her tradition this year, and so I decided to invite her onto the podcast to just get her input on December Daily and how it works for her. So, Delaney, do you want to just tell us a little bit about your scrapbooking and how you came to be a scrapbooker?
I suppose I went travelling as a kid. As a 16-year-old, I got to go overseas, and I've basically been scrapbooking. That was my first time scrapbooking. Mm-hmm. I went travelling again in 2001 and just haven't stopped since. So it was mm-hmm. travel scrapbooking that got me into it, but now it's anything and everything. Mm-hmm.
So are you settled now in Melbourne, or you've still got the travel bug?
Oh, definitely the travel bug. That never goes away. But I'm here for the moment. I bought a house Christmas last year, actually. So that featured in last year's December Daily album. Mm-hmm. So I'm here for a while, paying off that mortgage.
Yes, aren't we all? So how do you mostly scrapbook? Are you a mini book person, digi, paper? How do you keep those memories?
I'd say I'm a hybrid scrapbooker, so I definitely like using fonts and templates and editing photos and all that sort of thing. Most of the time I'm mini books nowadays. I surprise myself. I started them a couple of years ago, and it just that seems to be what I spend most of the time on. Mm-hmm. I will admit, though, that I haven't quite finished my 2011 December Daily, so when I say I'm a mini book scrapper, a lot of the year seems to have been spent working on that one.
I understand. I've got one or two little outstanding pages.
I'm down to two pages left, so it will be done before December. I'm dedicated to that. It's happening this weekend.
Awesome. That's great. And it gets you into the mood for next year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one thing I'm careful of is they'll actually be changing out my supplies. So I'm getting some new products to have some fun with and a bit of rejuvenation for this December. Mm.
So on that topic, since you're an Aussie, where do you get your supplies from? Are you ordering online? Do you have a great local store?
It's been a bit of disaster this year, actually. Everything I seem to have ordered is back-ordered and still in the US. So, I do tend to do a lot of shopping online. Mm-hmm. Just a variety of stores over there. Not much locally, cardstock and that sort of thing. But for, you know, when you're looking and finding all this inspiration and things online, you want to use what they're using. So I do tend to buy online. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a challenge for me. I mean, in Perth, I used to live in Kalgoorlie, and we had this awesome local scrapbook store where the lady was very up on current trends and that sort of thing. But here in Perth, we've seemed to have just been losing all our local scrapbook stores. Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, at the time in Cal, I guess it was before the global financial crisis as well. Ah, dear. How come real life has to impact on our scrapbooking?
Just not fair. It's like work. Shouldn't have to go to work. Should just get to scrapbook all day.
Yes. So obviously you've attempted December Daily before. Do you want to just tell us about a bit about your format last year and how that worked for you?
Sure. It's pretty similar to this year, actually. Both times I'm using a 6x8 ring binder. Mm-hmm. I am setting up a bit of foundation beforehand. So, you know, organising some page protectors and cutting some papers down to size, that sort of thing. Some of the pages are numbered, but that's really all I'm doing ahead of time embellishment-wise. Mm-hmm. And then I just work on it during December and for many months afterwards, as it turns out.
Yeah. So how, I guess that leads me into what your plans are for this year, and how have you made any changes to how you're going about it, or is it just sticking with what works?
No, I'm definitely I try and learn each year. So what my holdups were or my problem were and improve for next year. This year I'm definitely, particularly early in December, I'm putting less pages in and planning for some single side spreads instead of attempting a double page each day when there's just not much going on. There's not that much to document, so why force myself to? I'm also being more flexible or planning to be, so can move pages around a lot more and just intentionally making that foundation something that works for me and that I move around and change up when needed.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Something, it's that fine balance, isn't it? Just having something prepared in advance, but also being a bit flexible for
Yeah,
how it fits.
exactly. It's meant to be something to help me. So if I'm having trouble, ditch the page, change it up, whatever works for that day is what I need to think of. Yeah.
So are you printing at home with your photos, or how do you get it?
Yes. Yeah, I print at home. So I use Elements a lot. So I like a lot of different sized photos, and definitely an Instagram fan. So I love putting them in and film strips, like photo strips and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
So you, I'm just thinking about your process then. So you're using Photoshop Elements, and say you've got your A4 photo paper or something, and so you're collaging them all on and printing them out together, or how do you?
Absolutely. And depending on if I'm working each day at a time or if I'm, a little behind and there's a few days I'm working on at once. Yeah. So, editing photos, cutting them out, adding a little bit of word art and digital word art sometimes. Yeah.
Well, that sounds really cool. I have to say, I have a laser printer at home, so it's not very conducive to printing out photos.
That requires some strategy and planning then, definitely.
I mean, it is a color laser, but it just doesn't quite look like a photo at all. So that's interesting. Yes. So, how do you? You were saying about, you've working on it for a few months afterwards. So, are you sort of planning to complete it as you go along, and then
Absolutely. That's always the intention each year. One of the things I love about the December Daily is capturing those little December moments, the simple things, not the big events. And I really think you need to be, well, I need to be working on the album in December to notice them and appreciate them. That's a big part of the December Daily album for me. So even if I'm not getting pages complete, I really want to be taking notes and yeah, just appreciate enjoying it, working on it, being conscious of this album and this project during December. But I would like to finish it. We'll see how I go. I have good intentions every year.
Yes. So how many years have you been doing it?
2012 will be my third album. Yeah, third December Daily.
Awesome.
And 2010 is totally complete and sitting in the bookshelf, I do promise.
Woohoo. Yeah,
Again,
mine.
I think it was finished about July, so
I managed to get mine done, I think, February 2011. And then this year's one, I was part of Layout a Day and was finishing it off that way. I just have one or two, because I don't know. I had a baby at the end of April, and just somehow those
Yeah,
last.
I moved in February. That's my excuse. Everything got boxed up and moved,
Oh,
so
yes. Don't you love that? Oh,
yeah.
moving is that. I guess that's one of the incentives I had in 2011 to get it all done, because we moved that year, and I was like, well,
Yeah.
I'll get this off and printed. I did a digital format in 2010, and the same pretty much in 2011. So I'm still ambivalent. I can't quite decide what I'm doing this year in terms of format. But one thing I know that did work for me was blogging each day. So I think that's a great way to get your photos and words together, even if you're not, I don't know,
Absolutely.
even if you're not doing anything else.
But I have come to the decision, the realization, us Southern Hemisphere people are a distinct disadvantage.
Oh,
Up
really?
there in the US and things, they're all inside. It's winter in the air. It's great scrapbooking time. We're summer. We're meant to be outside enjoying that weather.
That's true. That's true. It can be a bit like that. And there's so much outdoor stuff, and everything's having their Christmas breakups or whatever, and so it is kind of
The beach
Crazy.
is beckoning and picnics and barbecues.
Yes, the beach. It's nice being back in a town that actually has a beach. You can't get much better than that. So, how long do you intend to spend on your December daily each day, or how much time do you think it takes you when you're working on it throughout the month?
I think it really depends on each day. It's very different. I'll probably spend a lot of time thinking about it more than actually working on it. Just it's lovely to, I catch the train into work, so browsing, browsing the internet and sites and inspiration and thinking about what probably the day before, what ideas and layout and design I want to come up with each day. I won't put too much pressure on myself. I'll try and keep up, but some nights I'll have an hour or two to spend on it, and some I just won't.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for you, now that you've done it a couple of times before, what do you think is the most challenging part for you about doing a project like this in December?
I think balancing time and life is a big one, that the more you have to document, the busy you've been. So it's a bit of a trade-off there. But also just consistency. I mean, it is a long project. It is a big undertaking. And yeah, I fade off at the end and I love it and enjoy it. And I'm so pleased to have done it. But it gets a little bit of hard work at the end.
So, do you go just up to Christmas Day, or do you include Boxing Day and New
I
Year's, or?
go, right through to New Year's. So I finish on the 31st of December. Because I work full time, I have Christmas through to New Year's off. So it seems, weird to suddenly end on some arbitrary Christmas day when I still have so much activities and things after Christmas, even if they're not strictly Christmas related.
Yeah, I go that way as well, and I guess we've got a couple of birthdays and that sort of thing, and it's really nice to have that in the album as well, because it is sort of part of it.
And I'm conscious though of trying to, again taking it down to single page sides, or, there's not quite as much to document, so I don't set it up to give myself so much space to fill at that time of year again.
So, for those who are listening, who are thinking about or partway into their December daily project, what suggestion or tip would you have for people who are working on their December daily?
It would probably be take a few moments, whether you haven't started or in the middle of project, to work out what your stumbling blocks are, what's slowing you down, and come up with a way to help yourself work through that. For me, I have so much trouble deciding on which photos to print. I can't delete photos. I'm really terrible at it. And I like taking photos. So it's not, I'd end up with 100 of taken of my Christmas tree one night. Just a bit snap happy there. So for me, I work with duplicates of the photo. So I know my originals are nice and safe in a different other folder, and I've got copies, and I can just delete, delete, delete. It helps me knowing that the originals are safe if I change my mind, if I've made a mistake. But that's just something that speeds up the process for me.
So then when you come to print, you've just got a folder with the few that you want to print.
Exactly. I'm so much trouble deleting that if I'm working with originals, I just can't. So I'm stuck there looking at 100 photos of the Christmas tree, and that's really hard to narrow down and pick one. So if I'm working with duplicates and I can compare two, I'm like, or I like that one better, and then that one over that one, and so it helps me to narrow it
That's
down.
a really good idea. You sort of pull them both up and go, okay, which is the best, or which do I prefer? That's a really smart
Exactly.
idea.
And I mean, I always have the thought that, well, hang on, this page with the, vertical orientation works better, but maybe one day in the future I'll want horizontal instead. So that's my hold up for deleting them. So duplicates, I have no issues. I can always hit undo when I've got the original there if I change my mind.
Well, that's a really great idea. I love
Thanks.
that. Stumbling blocks, interesting. I found just on that topic that Christmas Day is my stumbling block because I just want to include everything, and I have Well, this year will be my son's first Christmas, and I can just see, oh my goodness, I do not have to include every single photo of him. You know, he'll be 7, 8 months, I think 8 months.
You know those 2 pages I still haven't finished from last year? They're from Christmas morning. And it will go with the 9 other pages from Christmas Day I have already done. It
Okay.
sounds ridiculous to say it like that. But yeah, I have the same issue. And Christmas Day seems to have a few distinct events for me, and I want to include them all. This is December Daily is the only Christmas scrapbooking I do. Yeah, so terrible picking that one single photo. It was never going to happen with me. Hence 9 pages of Christmas Day.
Well, I don't feel so bad because I had four in 2010, and well,
That's
none.
nothing. Nothing. You're fine.
Awesome. I mean, admittedly, what I did for Christmas Day, actually, oh, here we go. Now I'm talking, but what I did for Christmas Day that year was actually I did a timeline. So I had like 16 photos or 20 photos across a 2-page spread, and I literally numbered them 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. And then in the journaling, I just put the time that it was, like 7 a.m., 1:30 or whatever. And that was all the journaling I did on that page, because on another page I sort of summarized our day. And that
I
I
love that
really,
idea.
yeah, it was really great because I didn't feel awkward in having all these photos that didn't necessarily match in the looks of them, because it was throughout the day at different houses and things. And I just like, oh no, but that's the effect. It's a timeline.
Yeah, but I can even see that working really well if, for example, you were cooking a big meal, interspersing, the times that each different thing had to go into the oven or be taken off, or timelines, a great idea you could have so much fun with,
That is a great idea, actually. I was cooking a strawberry hazelnut gâteau once, and I took 10 photos of this thing. I'm like, ah, that's what I could do with that timeline.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that everyone who's been listening today has picked up a little bit of our enthusiasm for this project. And if they'd like to learn more about you, Delaney, what's your blog address?
So it's and so I don't forget dot typepad dot com.
Okay. And if you're interested in learning more about Delaney, I'm going to have links to her blog and her Pinterest and that sort of thing in the show notes at decemberdaily.com/24. And also, if you head over there, there's a little gift for you. I've got some handwritten word art that I'm giving away with each episode this year of the December Daily podcast. So head over there, leave us a comment of your thoughts and what you're up to. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much, Delaney, for your time. It's been a great thrill to chat to you
It's
and
been lots of fun.
to geek out on our December Daily.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'll hopefully speak to you soon and see how things have progressed.
And if I finished it up.
Yeah.